That ring is that, I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, work is now underway to clean up and remodel the old building Lum purchased from Squire Skimp, so that it may soon blossom forth into the Edwards Memorial Observatory. Today, Lum has scheduled a trip to the county seat to buy a list of things Professor Sloan believes they'll need for their astronomical activities. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is waiting for Cedric to pick him up for the journey to the county seat. Listen.
Doggy, this sure is a long list the professor give you, Lum. You supposed to get all these things in at the county seat today?
Yeah, it takes a heap more stuff than I ever figured it would to start up an observatory.
Doggy, it sure does. Well, what's all these things for?
Well, to be right honest, I ain't for sure just what most of them are to be used for.
Looky here, he's got film rope down there. You and him ain't going to do some Kodak in there, you know, and take pictures of one another or something like that.
No, that's for some special kind of camera he's got.
Oh?
Takes pictures of the moon and stars and all such as that.
For their land's sake. Now, who'd want pictures of them? I know I'd hate to go over to somebody's house for the evening and have to sit there and look at a whole photograph album full of pictures of the moon.
Well, these ain't for everybody to look at, though.
I can just see what an interesting evening it would be. Now, here's a picture of Uncle Frank. And here's a picture of the moon.
Liable to get them two mixed up.
And here's a picture of Aunt Bessie. And here's the moon again. This here's Uncle Frank at the Columbia Exposition. And this here's the moon.
All right.
That Professor Sloan gets some of the silliest ideas I ever heard of.
No, you just don't understand them, that's all. And if you don't change your altitude, George M., and the observatory, I'm going to unpromote you from junior scientific.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, don't do that, Mom. I've done told little Pearl that I've been a primary junior scientific, and it just break her heart if you've done that, Mom. Don't do it.
All right, then stop making fun of it.
I want to make
answer
fun.
The phone. I think that was our ring.
All right, I'll get it out of here. Hello, jot them down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? No, he ain't left yet. He's right here. He's waiting for Cedric to take him in his car. Tell him what? Supplies for... You better come over that word again. I believe I sort of jumped the track there or something. Huh? Oh, yeah, I believe I got it now. All right, Professor, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Was that Professor Sloan?
Yeah, he wants to add something to that list of things you're supposed to get today, Lum. Some kind of supplies, he said.
Supplies for what?
For meteorology, I believe that's what he said.
Meteorology?
That's what he said. Said that him and you were going to start being meteorologists now.
Well, I do know.
And he said you know what that was. I never even heard of it before.
Well, we're going to be meteorologists, huh?
Yeah, that's what he said. Well, what does that mean, Mom? Can I be one of them, too? Can I join?
Well, I reckon it means we're going to eat a lot of meat.
Eat a lot of meat?
Sounds like it.
Oh.
It's like when you say that a feller's a vegetarian. That means he eats a lot of vegetables.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? Such ignorant. Well, reckon what his idea for that for?
Well, I reckon we'd be working so hard at the observatory that we'll need a lot of nourishment.
Oh.
More than likely we'll have to set up awful late some nights.
Doing what?
Oh, looking through the telescope and different scientific stuff.
Well, that don't sound like very hard work to me.
It's harder than you think, Abner. It's an awful strain on a fella, I think.
Oh?
Professor Sloan can tell you more about this than I can, though. He's had more experience.
He has, huh?
Yeah, of course, I don't see no sense in buying the meat in there at the county seat, though. You get that right here in town at Jeff's Butcher Shop.
Why, sure. Well, what are you going to do with it after you get it, Lum? The observatory ain't all fixed up yet. You ain't got no icebox over there. You better not go buy a bunch of meat now.
Well, Jeff can keep it first at his place till we get an icebox.
Oh.
Will you call him up, Abner, and take care of that for me?
Yeah, sure. Well, how much do you want to order?
Oh, I don't know. 30-pound order lasts quite a while.
30 pounds?
Yeah. Go ahead and call him. I'm so busy here, I can't tend to it.
All right. What do you want, pork chops or beef or what, Mom?
Oh, just tell him to mix them up. Chops and steaks and bacon and ham and everything.
Yeah, I'll just tell him to give you a general assortment. Hello? Jeff? This is Abner Peabody. Oh, yes, probably, I reckon, Jeff. How's yourself? Oh, well.
Well, order the meat.
No, there ain't nothing for me, Jeff, but Lum wants to put in an order for 30 pounds of steaks and chops and bacon and stuff. Just order and mix it up.
Get on the phone and start busting.
Huh? Why not? Is that a law? Well, why can't he get it then? Oh, I see.
What's the matter?
Just a minute, Jeff. He says he won't sell you more than 2.5 pounds of meat, Lum.
He won't?
That's what he said.
Well, he can't do that to me. Give me that phone.
Yeah, go ahead and talk to him. He said something about folks being fair about this or something. I couldn't understand. You know that.
Fair. Hello, Jeff. This is Lum. What's this about 2.5 pounds of meat? Well, but the giver man ain't started rationing meat yet. Oh. Oh, yeah. Supposed to just start doing it ourselves till then, huh? I see. Well, Jeff, this 2.5 pounds a week, is that for a whole family? Oh, for each normal adult, huh? Grown folk. Yeah. Babies don't count. Well, how about it if there's a vegetarian in the family? Hey, don't get none either, huh?
Asking about Pearl, Mom.
Well, she's grown up enough to be considered an adult, haven't she? What's that, Jeff? Granny, is that all there allowed in Germany?
How much, Mom?
Oh, just 12.5 ounces.
Pardon me.
How much in Italy, Jeff? For the land's sake, 3.5 to 4 ounces.
No, because we got a regular picnic over here and don't know it.
What'd you say, Jeff? It don't. You mean you can get all them things besides the 2.5 pounds of meat?
Oh, what things, Lum?
Just a minute, Jeff. Oh, chicken and fish and a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, good.
Well, Jeff, I believe I could get along on less than that, even. Why, of course, this ain't too much of a sacrifice to ask the American people to make.
No.
I can tell you one thing. You can cancel that order for 30 pounds of meat right now. No, I don't even believe I'll take the 2.5 pounds. I want to see that our fighting boys is getting all the good food they need.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, all right then, Jeff. Yeah, I'll help spread this idea around and see you later. All right. Goodbye.
Is that why we got to cut down on meat, Lum? Because they're sending it to the soldiers?
Yeah, and to the other countries that's fighting with us.
Well, good for them.
Jeff says the government's got this all figured out to a gnat's eyebrow.
What?
And if folks insist on hogging meat for themselves now, we're going to have an awful serious situation by spring, he says.
Well, I know this. Why don't the government just start rationing it right now, then?
Well, they're going to, but it takes a little time to get something like that started, set up and all.
Sure.
Till then, this is a test for us citizens.
A test?
Yeah, it'll show just how patriotic we are.
Oh.
And if we're willing to share and to sacrifice a little to help win the war, it's up to us.
Well, I'll start in right now. Wait a minute, I come say it.
Oh, good. About time you're getting here. I won't have much time to buy all this stuff at the county seat now.
No, you won't. You better get started. Now, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Edner. Howdy, Mr. Long.
What kept you so long, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel too good, I don't think. Been practicing.
Practicing what?
The new rules about eating meat.
Oh, anyway, just talking about that before you come in, Cedric.
Yeah.
Whereabouts did you hear about it?
Oh, Mr. Jeff, the butcher shop man, told Pop about it last night.
Oh.
I don't think it's ever going to work, though, myself.
Don't think it's going to work?
No, Mom.
Oh, for the land's sake, Cedric, we won't have no trouble doing that. Ain't you patriotic?
Yes, Mom, I'm that, but I don't think this is going to work out good at all.
Well, you're wrong there, Cedric, because it will work.
Sure it'll work. We'll make it work.
Everybody makes up their mind to make these sacrifices, you can't help but work.
Why, sure, that ain't much of a sacrifice.
Thanks, it is. I think it'd be sort of good for you, Cedric, overworked like you are and all.
Well, I don't think so. I've tried it for just one day, and already I ain't feeling pretty good.
Yeah, huh?
That's just your imagination, Cedric. Don't forget you can get a lot of the same nourishment, or whatever they call it, out of eggs and milk and cheese and peas and beans and potatoes and whole grain products. Have you tried any of them?
Yes, Mama did, but it never helped me none, I don't think.
Well, how about chicken, Cedric? He can have that too, can't he, Long?
Why, sure. Besides that 2.5 pounds of meat, Jeff says you can have chicken and fish and liver and kidneys and hearts and all that you have.
You mean you get all that size of regular 2.5 pounds of meat?
Why, sure you do, Cedric.
It'll never work, I tell you, it'll never work.
Why, it will, Donnie, Cedric. You just got too big an appetite, that's what's wrong with you.
Well, I don't know exactly how big an appetite I got, but I know one thing for sure.
What's that?
Well, I know I'll never be able to get down all that chicken and fish and liver and eggs and milk and beans and everything. It's all I could do to get down that 2.5 pounds of meat today.
Today?
Did you eat all that today?
Yes, Mom, that was for breakfast. For lunch, the best I could do was 2 pounds. It'll never work, I tell you, it'll never work.